أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين. That is Allah's name, the merciful benefactor, the merciful redeemer. All praise is due to the Lord of all systems of knowledge. Alhamdulillah Akhmaduhu, Wasta'inuhu, Wasta'dihi, Wasta'filarahu. All praise is due to Allah. I praise Him, I seek His guidance, I seek His forgiveness. I seek His assistance, I seek His guidance, I seek His forgiveness. Ashadu la ilaha illahu la sharika lahu, Ashadu anna Muhammadan abduhu rasuluhu. That is, I bear witness that there is no God but the one God with no partner. I bear witness that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is His servant and His messenger. Alhamdulillah wa salatu wa salamu ala kareel al-musaleem Muhammadin wa alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. That is, all praise due to Allah. We ask Allah's peace and blessings be on the one best among the prophets, Muhammad, as well as on his family and his companions. Ameen. We seek refuge with Allah from our own weaknesses, faults, and errors. All praise is due to Allah, who sent down upon us His book most clear, and later revealed in the last ayat, "This day I have completed for you your religion, your way of life, and completed my best blessing and favor upon you, and chose al-Islam as your deen, as your way of life. And I advise you, as well as I advise myself, to first have regard, taqwa, for Allah, the Most High, and obey Him." Dear Muslim believers, again, I greet you. Assalamu alaikum. Jumma Mubarak. A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu an tansuru wallahu yansurkum ma ya Yathabit Waladina Kafaru Fata Asan Lahum Wahdala Ahmalahum Falika Bianahum Karihu manzala lahu fa ahbata amalahu. Salakallahu ad-Din. The translations are the following. I seek refuge of Allah against the shaitan, the rejected. O you who believe, if you support Allah, He will support you and plant firmly your feet. But those who disbelieve, for them is misery, and He will waste their deeds. That is because they dislike what Allah revealed, so He rendered worthless their deeds. Sadaqallahu wa deen. Surely Allah speaks the truth. That is from the 47th surah, the 7th through 9th ayats, and the surah Muhammad. The title of today's khutbah: Helpers of Allah. Helpers of Allah. In a reported hadith, reported saying of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, reported by Anas radiallahu anhu, Allah's messenger Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, "Help your brother whether he's an oppressor or the oppressed." A man said, "O Allah's apostle, I will help him if he's oppressed, but if he's an oppressor, how shall I help him?" The Prophet, peace and blessings be upon him, said, "By preventing him from oppressing others, for that is how you help him." In today's ayahs, we're addressed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that if we are those who believe, ya ayyuha alladhina amanu. This is something I think that we need not take lightly. This certain address that Allah gives us so many times, and we know we've heard this so many times in the Quran. And when we read the Quran and we know that he just doesn't say, oh, you Muslims. And he says, oh, you believers. And we see this. And when we see, oh, you who have believed, when we really think about what Allah means, what does he mean by this? And we can only pray for guidance and understanding from Allah as he sees fit to give it to us. But throughout the Quran, we often see many of the same references and statements. And Allah knows best, but we actually could give a khutbah just on how much is repeated in the Quran and the reasons why there are so many things that are being repeated. But we know there's a reason for everything in the Quran, and this, O you who have believed, is telling us something really important. And this word Aminu, this really requires us to go into, you know, I have to really lay some foundation for today's subject with the Aminu. This word comes from Amina, and it's a place where we find Iman. We find faith in this word. So this word means belief, it means faith, it means trust. And to have a belief in something means you must have a faith in it. And belief means an acceptance that something exists. That's what belief means. And it also means trust, faith, confidence in someone or something. So we can fill the blanks in and we can add Allah in those meanings, those definitions. Being someone who has a belief in Allah, who accepts that he exists, that he is true. And we know that Allah is El-Haq. He is the ultimate truth. And this means that we also have to have a trust in Allah. And who better to trust than Allah? Allah says in the Quran, and in God, let the believers place their trust. So this trust is not a little thing. This is not no ordinary trust, and I think it may go a lot to what we're going to deal with today, inshallah. Trust is that firm belief. A firm belief in the reliability of Allah. In a firm belief in the ability of Allah. It's a firm belief in the strength of Allah. And in what we have going on in today's world, in this time in history, the number one faith, trust, belief has to be on Allah. Or the madness of this world will take you away. It will destroy all that you have mentally, and we see really by the way the earth is acting and the atmosphere is acting, it will take away what you have physically as well. You know, I thought about, and I wrote this down, and I was when I was thinking about it, and I thought about the nursery rhyme, the three little pigs. And I said, well, I can't say talk about three little pigs. I'm going to have to talk about three little turkeys or something. And I'm not even going to talk about the whole story, But the point that of the story was they were running from the wolf, and they went into three different houses. Straw, sticks, and brick. And the first two houses were blown down. But when they came to the last house that was made of brick, it didn't get destroyed by the wolf. Now, the plan is definitely not to use this story, but Allah knows best, and when we think of there has to be a bigger meaning in this. There's always a bigger meaning, and Imam Muhammad radiallahu anhu, he has taught us that they put truth in just about anything to hide it from the people. This is planned. So it doesn't matter what the story is, they're going to have some truth in it, but it's going to be the people that basically are enlightened that you think that are going to be able to figure it out. So remember, we're talking about Aminu. We're talking about faith. We're talking about the belief, the trust. And the first two houses were weak. They could not withstand the blowing of from the wolf. And the houses in the story present a level of Aminu. It presents a level of belief and faith. The one level of straw is weak. The next level of sticks is still weak. And the wolf, we consider the wolf that shaitan, the nature. The wolf is the nature that's out to kill that belief, to stop that. And his breath is what he committed to do at the time of Adam, alayhi salam, at time of his creation. He was created to get back to be what Allah wanted him to be, and the shaitan decided that he wanted to be against that. So the last house was made of bricks and it could not be blown down. And this is where that Aminu is. This is where that strong, trusting faith is. And we have to reside in this. That's the safe house, as they call it on the street, the safe house. And the Prophet, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he is reported to have said that verily, the believers are like a structure, and each one of them strengthening each other. And he clasps his hands together when he said it. So this is also part of that word that means secure. Inside of that Aminu is security. And we must be secure in that belief and in that faith and in our trust in Allah, and that no wind, no big mouth races or anything else can blow what we have down. And we must be like that structure that Muhammad, peace and blessings be upon him, is referring to. We are to be together stronger. We are to make each other stronger together to be that structure. Now, where do we take this Aminu to? We take it right to the next part of the ayat. It says, if you support Allah, he will support you and plant firmly your feet. Now, what happens, I think, is sometimes someone reads, oh, you who have believed, if you support Allah, he will support you and plant firmly your feet. And they think only that in the ayat, the last part of it is what's important. But we realize, we understand that in every word of the Quran, there's a reason for it being there. There's a reason for it being in front of the oh, you who have believed is being in front of if you support Allah. Every ayat is not just an ayat for one part of it. It is all connected and it all has meaning to take from it. This is why I believe and trust in my thoughts that we must go into Aminu to set the tone and lay the groundwork for when Allah says, if you support Allah. And that word in the ayat is tansuru, and it means you help. Coming from Nasaran, it means assist, aid, protect, help. So the translation, they use support. Some use help. But when you think about it, why would Allah need help? Why would Allah need support? And I'm not saying the word doesn't mean that, because clearly it does. But how could we help the best helper? Allah is the ultimate help. We must ask questions again. For the Quran is for thinkers, and thinking will benefit the thinker. How do we support or help or aid or assist Allah? Let's first understand that in our humble life, in our humble creation, we can only do what Allah wills to do. There is a condition that we must have to support Allah in this statement. And to fulfill what we must do, we have to do something first. Firstly, we must again believe in Allah. We must trust him. We must be so secure in that trust that we actually think that we can help Allah. Now, this doesn't mean we cannot. Because obviously we can if Allah says it. It is a condition, again, that we must be in. And how do we get into that condition? First, we start with the kalima. We believe that there is no God but Allah. We believe that Muhammad is his messenger. We believe in his prophets. We believe in his books. We believe in his angels. We believe in his decree. We believe in all of this. We believe it. We trust it. And as I come near to the end of the first part of today's khutbah, we believe in his will to control anything and everything. Even when we have looked at what we've went through, we can look at what we're going through. And what happens is all according to Allah's will. And this may seem basic, but the reality is it is far from basic for some Muslims and their understanding. Allah requires this out of us, and we should be fully dedicated to Allah. Nothing should come between that. Allah wants from us to allow him total control over our lives. Now, some may say, yeah, we know that, but that doesn't mean it has happened. You know, I did the khutbah in Colombia a couple weeks ago, And I truly enjoyed my visit. It was a blessing. The hospitality was wonderful. And we've had that relationship with Columbia for years. And the topic of, and I feel like you know that fool who loved talking about, and the crowd was big. The crowd was outstanding. I want to brag about a crowd, but the visit was beautiful. And the subject was that we must fully submit our wills to the will of Allah. And before you're going to see anything of significant progress from that, we must accept all he has given us, even if it's against our own wants, wishes, against our own fathers, our own family. We have to accept it as Allah's will. This is Allah telling us in the Quran, and we know Allah has gave us the complete way of life. Al-Islam, not Islam, but Al-Islam. And we are given the opportunity either to accept it or reject it. I'm going to get into rejection a little bit more in a few, inshallah. Rabbana atina fid dunya hasana fil akhirati hasana wa qina adhabannar. Amin. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Helpers of Allah. This complete way of life that he has given us. What is before us is a practical life. And our support in Allah comes from living inside of that practical life. It comes from being the example of what life Allah has chosen for his creation. And we know everybody will not become Muslims. And that's fine with us. That's fine with us because it's fine with Allah. If he wanted everybody to be the same, he would have created them to be the same. So this helping, supporting, and aiding of Allah is how we live our lives. How we establish Al-Islam in today's world. And yes, we still need to establish Al-Islam in today's world. Regardless of the rhetoric we hear, the narrative that they have, we have to establish the correct narrative in today's world. We hear all of that coming out of them, all that wind that's blowing from the big bad wolf. That's what we hear. We need to continue to work and work hard on what is in front of us. And regardless of our ages, our health, we're obligated to do something. The Prophet, peace and blessings be upon him, is reported to have said that Allah forgives you your actions until you're 60 years old. Then you are responsible for what you do after that. So even if you did so much earlier in life, as long as you are here, you're obligated by Allah and you're obligated by the Prophet to do something. Now you're being asked to help Allah. That's what this ayah says, help Allah. Because if you support Allah, he will support you. This is what Allah is telling us. If you support Allah, he will support you and plant firmly your feet. So if you support Allah, and again, let's make sure we get this crystal clear that Allah is Akbar. Greater than anything we could possibly be or become. Or even anything that we can imagine. He does not need us, nor does he need anything we could do. That's a humbling experience if you can grasp it. But here Allah is telling us that if you support what I have given you, support what I said to do, help the Prophet, peace and blessings be upon him, establish this way of life the way it is meant to be established. And here we're 1 week into the new Islamic New Year, Muharram 1439. 1,439 years ago, there was a hijrah to Yathrib. And they went to form the ideal society. Yeah, they went to get away from the persecution. But the goal wasn't, they could have stayed right there in Mecca. Allah could have let them stay right there in Mecca. But they went to go and form the ideal society. And in that society, there were Muslims, Christians, Jews, and others. Now let us remember this, that Medina did not become a Muslim place. It became a place established by Muslims, but it was already there, but it was a place for believers. As long as they work together for the common good of all, they were given the same rights and the same privileges as everybody else. This is what helping Allah produced, a society of believers living amongst each other in mutual respect. And this is what we need today. This is what the battle is. If we're supporting Allah, everything Allah has asked us to do is about support. And it's an interesting word, support. It means to bear all or part of the weight, hold up. And it also means give assistance to. Allah is telling us to bear all of or part of the weight of what we're dealing with. He says in the Quran, behold, we shall bestow upon thee a weighty message. And we know that this is not a small thing to try to live this way of life. It's not easy being Muslim. It's not easy being a believer. It's not easy being someone of color. It's not easy trying to learn the Quran. And I probably could run a list to about 3 o'clock of what's not easy. But what I will say is Allah knows that it's not easy. And he knows, he's also made said that he will make our burden light. But we must do something for that to happen. We must fully submit. We must fully support, help establish this way of life. And in return, we get Allah's support. We get Allah's help. You know, think about that. Allah says in this Tanzil that if you support, help, or aid what the Muhammad, peace and blessings upon him, came to establish, and we understand that that's not easy. If you do that, then Allah will, yansukum, believe it or not. This is the same word. This is the same word. So when it says Allah will, it's the same word as the help. He says Allah will do the same thing. He will support you. Allah will support you. If you support Allah, he will support you. And it sounds like a great deal if you ask me. I don't think nobody will take a 50-50 deal and throw it off the table unless you're trying to be greedy. God is telling us that if we can do all we can, he will do all he can. If we help, he will help. If we aid, he will aid. But most importantly, in this word, it also means protect. So in Aminu, there's protection, and in the help, there's protection. Allah is going to protect us. He is going to help keep us safe from some of this harm and some of this injury. And that doesn't mean that there won't be some tragedies. But we are secure. If we are securely rooted in our belief and our trust in Allah, then what happens only happens because of his will. And Allah tells us, think not of my servants as dead, for you perceive it not. This tells us that we may be harmed trying to help Allah, but it won't go in vain. And in the opening hadith that was reported from Muhammad, peace be upon him, help your brother whether he's the oppressor or the oppressed. And when asked, I will help the oppressed. When one man said, I'll help the oppressed. But how can I help the oppressor? The prophet said, by preventing him from oppressing others. Preventing him from oppressing others. And in today's world, we can see many of both. We can see that it's not going to be easy to deal with this. And oppression, we can see the oppression. And we can definitely see the oppressor. And we should be trying to prevent both. Helping the oppressed is establishing a way of life that's in line with what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants. And dealing with the oppressor means that we need to stop them from oppressing people. We need to be the beacon of light. Believers are supposed to be that. And you ever notice how in the spelling support and suppose, because we're supposed to be the beacon of light, and we're supposed to support Allah. And the words are so similar. Suppose means to assume something in a case based on evidence without any proof or knowledge. And it is something that you take as is. When we are believers, we're supposed to believe in Allah. We don't need to see something to prove it. You may never see anything to prove it. We don't need more than what he has already given us. Muhammad, peace be upon him, he didn't need anything else when he was called to be the final messenger. When he went out on faith in something that he could not see, he doubted what he saw. But when he was told to get up and warn, he went and warned. He took all he saw and said, hey, that's good enough for me. So when we support, we should be supporting. Then we are supposed to be giving that same support back. You know, we're supposed to do this. We're supposed to believe in this. We're supposed to trust this. Supposing something is without any proof of knowledge. And this goes back to Aminu. If we have become so strong and firm in that belief in Allah, in that trust in Allah, in the security that Allah will give us, then we believe we are supposed to get his help if we do what we're supposed to do. His protection, his support. Once we get into that brick house of faith, we can take all the challenges we face without any fear of our faith being blown away. Any fear of that wind of the hurricane of hate or the eclipse of hate, these are signs. Once we are supporting each other like that firm structure, then we can go about our business and look for Allah to plant firmly our feet. And this plant firmly our feet, think about how they build a house. They lay a foundation. Then they continue building this house upward out of the land. But the house, of course, I'm speaking of a brick house. Got to go with the story. They have the concrete foundation, the concrete bricks, and they build the house. They make it firmly into the ground, and the house can take a lot of pressure. Most of these houses that had to deal with these hurricanes held up. Everything else that wasn't brick didn't, but everything on most of these brick houses held up. They take the pressure from the winds, the storms. And we know in Scripture, winds and storms don't just mean winds and storms. They mean what atmospheres that you live in. What's going on in your life? When Abraham was put in the fire, it wasn't the literal fire. It was the fire of turbulence, fitna. So planting our feet firmly is also translated like make our steps firm. When Allah says, and make firm, he is also saying in this word that we will be established. Remain in, persevere in doing. He will support our foundation by establishing us. He will make sure we remain here to deal with whatever Shaitan nature got. 1,439 years after they left Mecca to go establish themselves, they supported what Allah has sent Muhammad, and he established them in what has become known as Medina. And the next word, it means footing. We know not just to take something literally like that. Footing is where we get our balance. Footing is where we can move forward in the direction of the Sabilillah and the Mustaqim. So this footing is not just, you know, my size 12s or whatever size shoe you wear. It's more than just that. And this word also means to proceed, come forward, advance. So what can we take from what Allah is telling us is that he will make firm our advancements. And the word also means strengthen. Allah will support us by strengthening us by going forward. Going forward in this world that we live in. He will establish us firmly. And isn't that the type of establishment that will bring a victory? Being firmly established to advance in this world is how we can stop the oppressors. And how we help the oppressed. And remember, this oppression is not just a physical oppression. Though some of them want it to be. Some of them want it to go back to that physical oppression. And being a community of Imam Muhammad, this means that it's helping the oppressed of the mental and intellectual kind. We are to free the minds of the oppressed. That is the establishment that we seek. That comes with the victory, and the battle in this world is a battle of the minds. They have worked very, very hard to make people just plain ignorant. Period. Non-thinkers. No thought. And we are sent to the Quran to be intellectual beings. The whole creation is made for us to think. So let us help Allah. And we know that those who helped in Medina were called Ansars. And we know the word for help is Nasara, I mean Nasr, help. But to be a helper, you have to be an Ansar. And as I come to the end of today's clip by Imam Muhammad, radiallahu anhu, who said that Ansar means those who help achieve victory. They are helpers, but not just helpers for anything. They are helpers who help until we get victory. This is very important. They are helpers who help until victory is won. And he wanted to help, and he talked about, let me get this over. These were, in the Quran, we are told that these were the disciples of Christ, alayhi salam, said, we wanted to help. And they told him, we would be your helpers for God to get the victory for God. Let us be those who first believe and be so secure that nothing can blow off our foundation. Let us have that secure feeling in our faith that nothing, these winds that are out here will not blow us off of our faith. I mean. Let us be those who help each other. I mean. Let us though be those who become stronger together and support each other, a structure like Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam said we should become. I mean. Let us be those who establish this way of life that Allah has given us. I mean. Let us be those who Allah helps and strengthens to do all we can do for this victory that is going to be his. I mean. We need not think that Allah is going to lose. Don't let that cross your mind. This craziness that we see is because they are already losing. This is why they're doing so much. This is why the end, this is that end of time, the day of the Exeter religion. And that was a public address. I'm sure he would change it. But this is that time. It's time for that establishment to be over. It is the time for the believers to come forward and advance this world. Allah is telling us that. We must be willing to be the helper to Allah. Now, unfortunately, I did not get into ayat 8 or 9. And those words, but those who disbelieve, for them is misery, and he will waste their deeds. That is because they dislike what Allah revealed. So he rendered worthless their deeds. That's another khutbah. Inshallah. Maybe next time up. Allah's the best knower. Brothers and sisters, we are to be active in this work of living Allah's word, living his way of life, with our life, with all our strength. And this will gain the help of Allah. Inshallah, I have given something to benefit today, which all praise is due to Allah. And if any errors, of course, I am responsible for. I mean.